All right. Well, August 1st, the inaugural podcast of Altitude and Artistry. Sitting here with my beautiful, fiery redhead of a wife, Danella. And we're just going to chat and have fun and talk about funny things that have happened to us over the last 16 years of marriage and kids and moving nonstop and job changes. And
I'm sitting in front of my awesome, amazing, hot husband, Josh, whose aviation career has just kind of brought us all around the world. So
it's been a lot.
We're going to talk about a few things. We've got some creativity and some aviation stuff, but we really just want to give you like us.
Yeah.
We want to just open our little hearts and let you in.
We're just going to sit here and BS with y'all.
Yeah.
And if you enjoy listening, awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah,
vulnerability is like the new, I don't know, that's what I want everyone to be, is more vulnerable, more transparent, and just kind of, you know, if you meet someone and you really enjoy their company, just tell them, don't be afraid, right?
Totally.
So the first like kind of quote that I want to bring up in this is, it takes a lifetime to build a reputation, but it only takes a few minutes to destroy it. And after watching Life After Lockup.
Oh my God, I love that show.
Oh my God. Who else is on that? I think we've binge watched that for several days now. I'm kind of ashamed.
I can't even stop. It's like Tiger King back during COVID. I can't stop watching it. And it's so terrible.
It's addicting. It makes you feel normal though.
It makes me appreciate our boring life.
It does.
Like I go to work, come home. Kids are just, you know, hanging out. Everybody's here. It's just, it's normal.
I'm so excited you guys came in to listen because I want to tell you guys how we first met. This is kind of one of those stories that will never get old.
No.
2008, I'm working for a doctor's office downtown Sacramento, California. And your father comes walking in, getting some protein shakes and was about to go to the Cayman Islands for a vacation, taking his son.
Do a little scuba diving.
Was newly, you know, divorced. So
thank God.
We're both on our second marriages.
Ugh.
Doesn't that feel like a lifetime ago?
I don't even remember the first.
Like marriage. That's a whole other life.
It was such a non-event. And thank God we didn't have kids with those people.
Absolutely. Ugh. It's just the way God wanted it.
Ugh.
You know?
God.
And so, yeah. So 2008, I'm working at an office and Daddy-O comes in for his protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is one of the coolest guys I've met. And so when he left, he had given me your number and I, you know, given him mine. But I just said, hey, if I could meet my next father-in-law, like, or pick my next father-in-law, that would be him. And so I'll never forget that. And so he gave you my number. And then what happened?
It sat in my wallet because it was on a business card. And I don't know why, but I just had it in my wallet for like 8 months.
And, well, you had a girlfriend. That was why.
Yeah. But, you know, it's
you're respectable.
Kind of crazy. And, you know, I was partying in San Francisco one night, drunk. It was 11 o'clock at night. And I was rummaging through my wallet. And I'm like, hey, a business card with a phone number on it. And I saw your name on there. And I decided to text you. And we had a quick conversation. But
we had plans. We made plans to meet for lunch the next day.
The next day. And I took her to a sushi restaurant, and I don't eat sushi, so I wanted to impress her.
I remember is we're sitting across from each other, and it was like a speed dating round.
It was an interview.
Yeah, an interview. Yeah. It was like, what do you like? And good. Okay, me too. And it was just like no BS.
Yeah.
There was, I'm sure we were just tired of basically, you know, dating and trying to, you just skip past all the games. So that was one thing I really appreciated about us.
I still remember what you were wearing. Black pants, purple shirt, and you had some curly blonde hair.
Nice. Yeah. So when you meet someone and there's like zero games and it's just total, I just think that's the best way to be. So we rocked that. So we actually ended up getting married 9 months later to the day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty incredible. We had really no reason to be married other than the fact that we fell in love. Like we weren't pregnant.
Nope.
But we did move away from our family lived in Sacramento and we moved to Tehachapi, which was like 5 something hours away for your work.
Yeah, it was like 6 and Yep, I moved down to, I worked at Edwards Air Force Base in Palmdale, and we had a great life down there. I loved living down there.
Tehachapi was awesome.
Fun. Great little town.
I loved it there.
Not a lot to do though.
Not a lot to do, but you had all the, you had mostly what you needed. You know, you'd go down the hill for the big stuff. But
yeah.
Anyway, that was such a fun place.
Cool
we
experience.
We got to live there for like 4 years, and but anyway.
Yeah,
life brought us back to where our family
Sacramento,
was.
Sacramento, and we did that for what, another 2 years,
mm-hmm.
And that's where you got pregnant with Scarlett.
Wait, I went to the Air Force.
Right.
So I enlisted at age 30 years old.
Mama bear.
Whoa, and like looking back, I had a really good reason to go. I was laid off at a company. There was just not enough money to keep me around, and so I said, "What do I need to do? I need to do something wild." Do you remember that talk we had?
Yeah.
And it was like,
why not join the Air Force?
What was I thinking of doing though before that? Do you remember?
I think you were going to think about being a corrections officer.
Correctional officer or a police officer. And my dad said, hell no. My dad was like, you will not work in the prison because I know what those prisoners are capable of.
Oh God.
So obviously, I needed talking out of, but you know, my dad was very protective and was like, you are not doing that.
Nope.
So Air Force it was. Yep. Josh, my hubby here,
I got to swear you
swear
in.
Me in.
Your enlistment. That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah.
So he was, you were a captain at the time.
I was a captain and did your swearing in.
How long were you in at that moment? Like 12 years or so?
No, that was, when was it? That was 2013.
13, 14.
So that was, let's see, 04. That was about 9 years.
Okay. So you swore me in.
Yep.
And then I went and I got shipped off to
training.
San Antonio, Texas.
Yep. And then you were,
for the
I
Air
was your
Force.
First salute.
Yep.
So we did that in San Antonio and then.
So coming
back to Travis.
Coming back, we did get pregnant after that with Scarlett. Mm-hmm. We were very lucky that it had taken years
Long
to get
time.
Pregnant. And so we actually went to the doctor about it. And so I'll just share a little bit about that. Because a lot of people do struggle with infertility and things like that. We went to the doctor in California, and it was a big hospital chain, mind you. So when the numbers weren't adding up, they said, sign up for this seminar. And we signed up for the IVF seminar because we didn't know. We thought our choices were, you know, you have to have IVF.
We did a round of Clomid,
yeah.
Right? Like that was first, and then...
2 months and they're like, wait a minute, you don't need Clomid. It's really not that. You need to like do something else. So we ended up trying to sign up for the
And you know what did it?
IVF seminar.
You know what got you
three
pregnant?
Bottles of wine.
And a hot tub.
Yes. So that literally God and three bottles of wine
was
literally what made our first daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
it took the pressure off.
Praise the Lord.
Right? Because we thought we were going to be dog parents and, you know, maybe just kids weren't in the mix for us.
We were so thankful that happened.
Yeah. We had two puppies at home and we're like, hey, if we'll just be dog parents and that'll be that.
Yep.
And then we crushed three bottles and. There goes Scarlett 9 months later.
There she goes.
Yeah.
So that was incredible. And then the other part of the story is kind of interesting too, is that like how the labor went down. That was so unique. Like
Monday, your water broke. Friday at 10:32 at night.
Right.
She decided to join us.
So yeah, five
Holy
days.
Moly.
Mind you, we were at a holistic hospital at this point because we switched hospitals. When one hospital was like, you should do it this way, we knew it was not the right way. So we went to a different hospital that believed in different things and kind of birthing on your own time. So thank goodness for Sutter Davis.
Absolutely. Great hospital. I can't say enough about them.
I still keep in touch with the Sutter Davis group, the pregnancy group.
Oh,
there's
yes.
still some people that are on my Facebook.
Absolutely.
And yes, so that was
that's
people. Pretty cool. In fact, one of them just reached out to me today. But anyway, so life has been amazing. We've had
crazy.
We've had some beautiful moments, and we just wanted to share those with you. So what was your, like, you going to UND, do you want to go into any of that?
Or? Sure. I mean, we can talk about anything, right?
Right.
So I always knew from a very young age, like, oh my gosh, my parents said I would point out airplanes in the sky when I was a baby. So aviation was always in my blood, and all I wanted to do was fly airplanes in. Thank God that I have had the opportunity to do that. So yeah, I went to University of North Dakota, got all my certificates. And after I graduated there, I came back and was a flight instructor for about 11 months. And then after that, I went to the Air Force and I flew in the Air Force for 13 years and then took a desk job for 6 and finally retired last April of 20 years and 5 days.
Wow. I know that felt good because taking time away from family for years, you know,
there's a lot of deployments.
Wow. Like, how many did we go through? At least 7, right?
I don't even know. Like pretty much from the time we were together, I was deployed.
I remember it being in Tehachapi, California, and you saying you need to know how to use this pistol because you're going to be home alone for a little bit. Like I'm going to be gone for 2 months. And so I remember practicing, you know, putting the bullets in and clearing, just making sure I knew how to use it and being comfortable with it. Isn't that funny?
Well, we bought the Tehachapi house on Scarlet Oak, and then I left like a month later.
Yeah. And so, by the way, guys, this was the house that was cutest house ever. I just still, it's in my vision of dream. It's like the most beautiful mountain behind us. The house was so gorgeous and it was on Scarlet Oak. So I said, if we ever have a daughter, we are going to name her Scarlet.
Absolutely. So, I'm going to go ahead and dispense. Hold
that's
on
right.
real quick.
Fill me up. Scarlet so Penelope was born in 2016 and, we had left that house, a couple years before that. But anyway, like once your dad got his diagnosis, which thank goodness he survived prostate, you know, cancer
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. But we were able to move back to Sacramento, kind of be back closer to family. And then just when you think you're comfortable, we remodeled a beautiful little home in Shingle Springs from top to bottom. We decided to go all the way across the United States to
all
take a
the way
job
out to Memphis.
Yeah, so we're in Memphis now, and we couldn't be happier.
I love it. I love the South.
I have to say, if you're starting a new relationship and there's ever like, you know, make sure you have good chemistry and no reservations first. But I say make the move across the country with that new person because it's been one of the best things we've done just to kind of eliminate distractions and focus on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've done a couple moves and,
but then your parents were able to follow us out here.
Huge support system.
A year later after we moved.
Yeah. Having family close by with 2 young kids is
key. I couldn't do
family support is essential.
I couldn't do my photography business if they weren't here. There's just no way.
It's great having them here. They've been such a wonderful support. And you know, I get to go down to the fire department and volunteer down there and with my dad. So I get to hang out with
him. And you actually found
Nana
out.
Has been awesome with always helping and just being there whenever we need her and being such a great Nana. So
your late grandfather, who you look just like, was also into that,
also,
right?
Yeah,
he was in the Navy.
He was in the Navy, and also he was also a volunteer firefighter.
You look just like him. It's so cool.
It's spooky.
I love that. And see, I look just like my grandma Judy, which is my dad's mom. Well, I look like my mom and dad too. But anyway,
it's been a good experience. We've been out of here in Memphis, and has it been 8.5 years now?
Yeah. So we were able to build what I know is our dream home for sure.
Absolutely.
We have a beautiful studio. Like I said, we're sitting in, I do headshot photography and a lot of things in this studio actually, but my passion has been over the last 8 years has been photography and people in particular. And, it's just been a really good outlet for me because I'm so creative. I can't just sit in one, you know, spot. And my husband mentioned to me one time that whenever I was moving furniture around so much that I should just do something about it. So I was doing something for a little while that was fun, interior design, but I decided photography is definitely the one. So, but
absolutely.
Anyway, so we've got 2 beautiful girls. Let's introduce them.
Scarlett and Ava. Scarlett's 9.5. Ava is turning 5. Can you believe it? 5 years old.
It's the biggest
in
2 girl blessings you could ever have. Love them.
In complete opposite personalities.
And I feel like sorry because, you know, you don't have a sibling and you don't know what that's like. And
it's
always knew that I wanted our kids to have one.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine our life with Scarlett and Ava not there. It's just, it's crazy. Yep. They have to be there. They have to be part of our life.
And I've got five siblings that are all in California.
And so maybe one more?
When I go see, when I go home to California, I get to see them all at once, which is nice. But yeah, maybe we'll, I'm getting up there, maybe one, you know, more? I'm not a young spring chicken anymore, but we'll see.
You don't
see.
Look a day over 23.
So yeah, we're having a blast. So other than that, man, let's just go, let's talk about what it was like when we moved to Tennessee. Let's give them, if you were to do it, obviously hire a mover, get some movers if you can, if you're relocating.
I was lucky because my amazing company moved us out here. So that was easy. But yeah, it was a big move. I realized that I didn't want to have to commute back and forth to California for work. And I was just away from family too much. And I fly for an airline. So living where you're based is an absolute essential thing for quality of life.
Wow. Yeah. And you're home now a lot. We need to go into that because that was a huge transition.
Oh, my goodness.
Transition.
So let's talk about the move to Tennessee where it's way different from California. And I love the South. And I don't ever want to leave the South. I love it.
Yeah. Quality of life is just is different here. It's, you can afford.
California is a nice place to visit, but I don't ever want to live there again. That's way too expensive out there.
Yeah, and the homes, the prices of homes and stuff versus out there is just incredible.
So yeah, we moved out here. We got an airplane with a baby who was 10 months old, a dog, and flew out here on the 31st of December 2017.
Yes. No, it was 2016.
Yeah.
And 17 was, January.
Yeah, 1. We woke up 1 January 2017
and
in Tennessee.
I want to say the very first day, January 1st, we had the most beautiful snow.
Yeah, we had snow on the front.
That?
Yeah, snow on the front lawn.
That was like the best present.
Amazing.
And then we were told that it doesn't always snow like that. So it was kind of lucky.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah, so we rented a house for 6 months. And then we ended up buying the house next door. Which was an awesome little house. I love that house.
That was
huge.
Awesome.
Lot. I mean, it was just, it was a 40-year-old house, but there was a lot of love in it. We made it ours. And then we decided we needed a little bit more room. So we built a new house in 2020. And we've now been here for 5 years. This is the longest we've ever lived in a house.
Right.
5 years.
And so one of our passions together is going side by side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love my side-by-side.
Let's talk about
I love my Can-Am.
Who
it's
doesn't
fun.
Love to get dirty?
Oh, so much fun. The mud, the water. And I got introduced. I got to thank my buddy, Matt Stallings. He took me out on his side-by-side back, 3 years ago now? In December, 3 years ago. And I was hooked. I came home and I showed Danella some video and I said, I'm getting one. It wasn't hey, I'd like to get one of these one day. It was
no discussion whatsoever, right?
We're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm getting this. You're going to have fun. And
you made up for it later because you got me my dream car.
We'll talk about that too. There's a 65 Mustang sitting in the garage as well. So,
girl, I got me a red convertible 1965 Mustang with I can't even describe what the feeling is when you drive it. It's so nostalgic, and the radio barely works, but it's so cool. You barely need music, but we got it running really good. Like it was running fine when we got it from Dallas.
We got
it was running enough to test drive it.
It was running enough to get it to drive it off the lot and
so
then not.
We first thing I did was drive it to get gas and it dies. So
I knew.
I didn't know what we bought.
So
we drove all the way from Tennessee to Dallas.
Which was a fun road
Texas.
Trip. We got a trailer and took a trailer down there and we made it a road trip with the kids.
I was so nervous to road trip with you because of the trailering at home. But you did so good. You were so awesome.
I had my big old truck
out
there.
You weren't stressed at all,
no,
which is great.
It was awesome.
But you have to understand, you're used to traveling. Like, to the people listening, you're used to traveling alone. So I was a little nervous.
We had fun.
No, we did.
We had fun. We hit Jack in the Box tacos at midnight.
So good.
Outside of Dallas. And we took the kids to the Natural History Museum. And it was fun.
We did it. So we brought her home and got her all pretty-like. And,
Yeah, and then I got to give a shout out to Kofor's Garage.
Oh, Kofor's Garage.
They are amazing. If anybody has a classic car, and they specialize in Mustangs, but they work on everything.
Yeah.
Kofor's Garage, Jimmy up there, and Maggie.
No, Madison or Maddie.
Maddie.
Now you done messed up her name.
I know, okay. Maddie. She is awesome. She's so sweet. They do amazing work, and they got that thing. I mean, the engine was pretty much garbage before, and then we replaced almost everything on it, and now she purrs like a kitten. So,
That's right.
We go out side by side when it cools down, so it's a little too hot in the summer right now.
All right.
But we'll get that thing going back in October and go ride the trails again.
Let's talk about how important it is to have date nights.
Oh,
we're going on one tomorrow, and I'm really excited.
I can't wait.
We're going to go hit up Porch and Parlor.
Yes.
East Memphis. I've never been there.
Never. I have never been
there. I have heard good things. I think I met one of the, I don't know if she's a chef or something. I want to give a shout out to Gia. I believe she's at Porch and Parlor.
Gia!
So we met her at a 311 concert. I always meet friends in the bathroom.
What a great concert,
you know what I mean?
Right?
When you go to the bathroom, you're just like, I love you.
How good
so
was
cool.
that 311 concert?
Anybody else? Yeah,
love
311's
it.
Awesome.
And the Graceland venue?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
The event center.
Like, I saw Chevelle there. That was awesome.
I want to go back. Yeah. We're doing date night tomorrow, and then we've got a few concerts coming up. I'm really excited about them.
Yeah.
We've got Teddy Swims. Yep. Brandon Lake, and Lainey Wilson, I believe, the rest of this year. We've got three amazing concerts coming up. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have date nights scheduled or
have to make
time for each other.
Have to.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's just so important. But
absolutely.
Other than that, I just always keep an open line of communication and just talk to each other. Just check in with each other, right? Like if you're like holding back on certain days and you just, you know, just check in.
Mm-hmm.
Always be open.
Have to do it.
So.
Totally. Yeah. I'm excited for a date night tomorrow with some good friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
We're going to get dressed up. I've got a new dress that I got today from the Perfect Boutique on the square.
Now I gotta figure out what to wear.
And it is so cute. It is a kind of a wild, but silky print. It's a beautiful dress. So
I
can't wait to
like a suit.
I don't know.
Jacket, no tie.
You'll have to ask our friends what they're wearing. But yeah. I just never know if you, should you overdress or underdress? Like I always say overdress, right?
I never want to underdress.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then you just feel like a schmuck.
If you overdress, then you're not apologizing. No. You're just more like, oh, you know, whatever.
I mean, I could wear some nice jeans and a blazer or something like that.
I've totally done that where I've been to like a ladies' party and I didn't know it was like a dress kind of party. And I showed up in kind of shorts and a nice blouse.
Did you show up in flip flops?
Shorts? It just
like you're going
wasn't,
to the beach.
I was not feeling like I, you know, like I was like, oh, I did not do that right. So that was the last time that happened.
I'm going to overdress. I'll probably put on maybe.
You know what? Never dim your light for anyone, right?
Maybe I'll put on a suit, but I won't wear a tie.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I say I love the blue and the white, like brown shoes, that kind of look. That's classy.
All right.
That's really, really nice.
Or maybe
nice.
I'll do a nice pair of jeans and a nice a nice jacket.
Yeah.
A nice shirt on. Yeah. That'd be
so
fun.
Are we going to take the Tesla tomorrow so it can self-drive us home?
I mean, why not?
That's the best.
Yeah.
We just got another. I got a new car, which I really love right now. It's the Lincoln Aviator.
Great
and
car.
It massages you while you're driving.
Great
so
car.
It's like the
love
best
it.
Mommy car.
But it doesn't Thank self-drive you, honey. You home.
It doesn't self-drive you home.
The Tessie will do it tomorrow.
It drives you on the freeway, though. But if, you know, you got to like know what you're doing.
Yeah, the Tesla will take us from Porch and Parlor right back to our driveway.
And so what are you guys out there? Have you tried the Tesla? And would you trust it if it were to drive you around town?
It does a great job.
Yeah.
At first,
I didn't know that I would be able to trust it, but I'm like, no, it's a better driver than I am.
It's a better driver than 90% of people on the
Definitely.
Road.
Definitely.
Obeys all the laws.
So
never had a problem with it.
I love that thing. We've never had any issues like
it's a great
charging
car.
It and
nothing. Plug it in when I get home and it's ready to go in the morning. It's been a great vehicle.
Yeah.
So
I actually wanted one. I wanted to get one, but he's like, we can't have two. We can't have two electric vehicles. So literally, I was like, I was against him at first, and now I really want one.
But you love your Aviator.
Also, what I love about it is you can do car karaoke.
That's pretty fun. We should start doing that more.
Yes.
And we've taken it on road trips, like we did Nashville. It did great. Plenty of places to charge.
Right.
But yeah, I love the Tesla. And in 3 years, I'll trade that one in and get another one and just keep rocking it.
Yeah. I hope they keep making them. I really do.
Yeah. I don't think anything's going to happen to them. So they'll keep going.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Well.
I was looking at Reddit today and I saw a couple polls. What is, in your opinion, name one song, start to finish.
Oh, that's hard.
That is perfect. And I'll give you my answer, but I want to hear your answer.
First song that came to mind could be Comfortably Numb.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I always like Pink Floyd because, you know.
It's good. What about some Led Zeppelin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many songs. You know, I'm a musician person. I love music and.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Mine was Silent Lucidity. I think
my mom's favorite song.
It's perfect. Now, the second poll I saw on Reddit, sexiest song.
Ooh.
Oh, and I'll give you my answer.
What is it?
Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
Oh, yeah. Especially the video.
The video. I mean, in the, 1990s, early 90s, it was like black and white on the beach, with the black sand.
I totally remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I love that song. It was just, it's a very sexy song.
For me, my sexiest song that gets me like really in the mood is Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande. I don't know why.
I don't think I've heard that one.
It's just the sexiest. It's like a powerful woman song.
Huh.
So you'll have to hear it. It's really good.
All right. I will take a listen.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I was browsing Reddit and I saw those two polls. I'm like, that's interesting.
Yep.
I'd be curious to find out what your answer was.
Oh, did you hear In-N-Out is coming to Memphis?
East Memphis. They filed a permit. It's going to be on Poplar in East Memphis.
Okay. So guys, if you're not familiar, this is a West Coast, I would say, based company.
Yep. California based.
Yeah. Franchise. And they just know how to run their.
Now, the burgers are great. The shakes are amazing.
Yeah.
I think the fries are terrible.
First of all, you see them. They look like they're old-fashioned, like old aprons with the big old, you know, safety clip pins. Yeah. Anyway, you see them putting those whole potatoes in that machine to chop those fries. You get excited.
Yeah, but
it's fresh. And when you put the animal and animal style on it,
right?
That's the grilled onions and the cheese.
Do the burger animal style, and you got
to
do.
You can't go to In-N-Out without getting animal style.
Have to do it.
So if you ever go to In-N-Out, you have to ask for animal style on your fries and on your burger.
Oh,
and you can also get lettuce wrap if you're trying to, like, you know.
Dude, if I'm going to In-N-Out, I'm not concerned about my physique at that point. I'll go to the gym and ride the bike for 2 hours.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Oh, my God.
But their strawberry shakes are amazing.
We're slowly starting to get, like, all these California-based franchises. Like, we just got a Dutch Bros.
Yep.
So excited.
Yeah.
My niece, Haley, used to work for one, and it was just, I used to love going through the drive-thru. There's all these, you know, just this energy in the window. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
So, thank God. In-N-Out's coming. All right.
I'm excited.
And actually, I thought they were coming to like Franklin at first, but now they're actually coming to Memphis.
I think they are too. They're going to Franklin.
Yeah.
And I think the owner, what that article said, is she's moving her family out to Tennessee.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's awesome.
But I think headquarters stays in, or they're opening up a new headquarters. But I know that article said East Memphis off Poplar, they filed a permit. So.
Oh, very good.
Hopefully in a year we'll have a In-N-Out there.
All right. Well, we are just so excited just to sit with you today. I've had a blast.
The first podcast.
My wine needs to be refilled, but hey.
Well, we just killed a bottle, so now
it's all done. Okay.
Do we open a second bottle, or do we switch to something else?
We could.
We could make an old fashioned.
Oh, I love me an old fashioned.
Do we have ice?
I don't know.
We got to make
sure. We got to have spherical ice first of all.
Have to have the spherical ice.
Old fashions with spherical ice is the only way to go. I'm a snob now for that.
Well, if you don't smoke the glass too.
Well, you being a world traveler has obviously spoiled me, because you come home and you say, we got to do this and we got to do this and we got to use these.
Yeah.
And now I'm spoiled. So,
absolutely.
Anyway. And
one of the best old fashions I've had, whiskey and ramen in Anchorage. It's the best ramen. Great ambiance. I try to go up there. Once a month, because it's just amazing.
Oh, like, you got to take me to Alaska.
To say that I fly to Anchorage just to go get ramen, but I do. I mean, I do it once a month. It's amazing. So I'll get you up there, but we are closing in on our time. We're going to try to keep these about 30 minutes so nobody, you know, gets bored with us, but we'll try to keep it fun and exciting. So thank you to everybody, whoever is out there listening. And we want to say,
keep your soul clean
and your boots dirty. Bye, guys.